Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ramya Nair. I am a senior associate editor with the Print, tracking economy and business. On this day, exactly 30 years back, India brought in historic economic reforms after being on the brink of an economic collapse. The reforms, encompassing trade and industrial sector reforms, changed the way the Indian economy functioned and opened up the economy for foreign investment. So what were the major reforms and what changes they brought in? India brought in major structural reforms in 1991. As part of its efforts to boost exports, the Indian government announced a new trade policy. The policy sought to bring in a change to the licensing process. It also linked non-essential imports to exports to discourage such imports. Taking into account the boost to exports from the massive devaluation of the rupee, the government did away with export subsidies. It introduced the concept of a tradable exim scrip, granting such scrips to exporters for their use of a sale. Such scrips were calculated based on the value of the exports. The policy also did away with the need for routing imports through state-owned firms. The private sector was allowed to make its own imports, ending decades of public sector monopoly. These changes, along with the devaluation of the rupee, provided a much-needed boost for exports while facilitating only essential imports. A new industrial policy was also unveiled on the eve of Budget 1991. It proposed some massive changes in the way India treated its industries and foreign investment by moving away from a licensed Raj regime. The policy relaxed some of the provisions in the Monopolies and Restrictive Trade Practices Act to facilitate easier entry and restructuring of businesses by facilitating mergers and amalgamations. The policy ended the public sector monopoly in many sectors and announced a policy for automatic approval for foreign direct investment up to 51%, as against the earlier cap of 40% for foreign equity investments. Public sector monopoly was restricted to only a few sectors important from the point of view of national security. It also abolished industrial licensing for all industries barring 18, irrespective of the levels of investment. All these changes made it easier to do business in India and saw a deluge of foreign goods and investments flooding the Indian market in the subsequent years. Over the years, these reforms have been followed by further opening up of sectors for foreign investment. The new telecom policy announced in 1999 changed the way India communicated. The Modi government in its first term introduced the Goods and Services Tax and implemented the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, which was an important reform to address financial sector woes. The government has also brought in labour reforms in its second term, though the rules for these are yet to be notified. The government also passed the much-needed agricultural reforms, but they have been held in abeyance due to widespread protests from by farmers. The Modi government has also announced an ambitious policy for privatization of state-owned firms and reducing its presence in all sectors. According to this policy, the Modi government will completely exit non-strategic sectors while retaining a bare minimum presence in strategic sectors. Going ahead, the Modi government will have to ensure that it implements its privatization policy and it does not remain a policy only in paper. It will also have to complete the financial sector reforms, including privatizing state-owned banks and providing greater autonomy to the state-owned banks it does retain. It will also have to resist the temptation of going in for protectionist policies to protect Indian industry. Raising tariff to protect domestic industry will not make it competitive and will undo the gains that India has made over the past 3 decades. Thank you for listening. Do log in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from the Print's table. We will be back Monday with a new episode.